So how did this film concept come about? What was the inspiration behind it?
So it's called the Imagination Series. It's the second year of the contest, although the first time that I've entered it. The idea is Jeffrey Fletcher, who won an Academy Award for Precious, created the beginning and the end of a five-minute script and asked entrants to fill in the middle and the circumstances. So I already had the beginning and the middle set up. I just had to come up with an idea for what was going on. And it seemed to suggest some kind of dangerous situation. And I just decided to put a comedic spin on it and make it about two women at a speed dating event because that seemed dangerous to me for some reason. I had also taken a look at the films that won last year, and I actually didn't see any comedies. And since comedy is kind of what I'm interested in and what I've been working on lately, I thought it might be interesting to throw that into the mix.
How do you think your experience in theater played a role in the creation of this script?
I mean, certainly I feel like when you're an actor or when you're a producer, really anyone working inside the arts, you just get a better appreciation for what works and what doesn't in other areas, and how to create kind of timing and beats and jokes and that kind of structure. So I know that the script makes me laugh. I don't know about anyone else. But it's certainly, writing is something that I used to do in college, and it's certainly something that I've come back to in the last couple of years. I had a play in the Sam French finals a couple of years ago, too. So I'm just kind of exploring different areas now.
What do you think makes this script special?
You know, again, what I like about it as a writer is that I think it's different, is that I think it's really hard with these short-form contests or short-form opportunities to get a beginning, middle, and end and keep it light sometimes. It is the journey of these two women as a buddy comedy who are kind of navigating dating trials and perils in New York. And I think the comedic elements of it set it apart, but also that it's a female-focused film, which is kind of exciting to me, too.
What romance comedies were you kind of brought up on, and do you think they had an effect on the script?
You know what's so funny is I actually always say that I hate romantic comedies because I feel like they're not realistic, so they don't present a real idea of what love is. So if anything, the more recent kind of like Bridesmaids comedy or the more like Tina Fey, 30 Rock, women are kind of making mistakes and are a little, you know, incompetent when it comes to love. That inspires me because I think that's truer to life. I think women are as bad at it as men are. So I wanted to write something that was a little more realistic about women's dating experiences in New York.
If the film gets produced, what kind of effect do you want it to have on viewers? How do you want it to be remembered?
You know, I do think that there is a new kind of paradigm that's come up in the last couple of years with the Lena Dunham model and Tina Fey and Mindy Kaling, strong independent women writers writing material for themselves and for a new generation of young women, which is really exciting. So I hope that this is kind of my answer both to romantic comedies and to heavily male-driven romantic comedies, that there are female comedy writers with a voice that's not just funny but also truthful and also, you know, vulnerable, and that we have an opinion too.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the film?
Just that I need votes to win. Now it's gotten to this final place where they've picked five films and only one of them gets produced. And if you live outside of New York and you vote for the winning film, you can win a trip to New York. So there's something in it for the voters, too. You can vote once a day. I've heard maybe even every 12 hours, so twice a day. But it all comes down to votes at this point. And the voting closes on my birthday, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that that's a good sign.